Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Drive Time with Katie Hannan and Cullum O'Mungoyne on RTE Radio 1.
Registration has opened for employers ahead of the rollout of the new pension auto-enrolment scheme, My Future Fund, which begins on the 1st of January. That's the date when people who are working and don't already pay into a pension will be auto-enrolled. So what does that mean for those who are going to be affected? For more on this, we are joined in studio, I'm delighted to say, by Paul Kenny, Programme Leader at the Retirement Planning Council of Ireland. Good afternoon, Paul.
Hello, Katie.
Paul, we spoke to you a few weeks ago and we got so many questions in. I mean, a lot of people out there still haven't quite got their heads around this new scheme, and it's going to affect a lot of people, isn't it?
It is, and the fact that they moved it a bit closer so that it coincides with the beginning of the tax year has meant that time has been shorter for people to get used to the whole idea and for employers to get registered.
Okay, so just remind us again, who will this directly impact?
Okay, well, it's directed at something between 750,000 and 800,000 people who don't have a pension other than the expectation of the state pension contributory when they retire. So there's an awful lot of people out there with no pensions. And this is directed at anybody between 23 and 60 who is earning more than 20,000 euro a year.
Okay.
That's the idea. And they will be auto-enrolled unless in 6 months' time they decide to opt out.
Okay, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But so for those people, if you're out there right now, you're listening to us, you don't pay into a pension already, do you have to do anything?
No, you don't. You're going to be auto-enrolled because what's happening is that the authority that has been set up, NERSA it's called, to oversee the operation of the auto-enrolment is going to access payroll information. And if the payroll information turned in for you doesn't show that you are contributing to a pension scheme, then you're likely to be auto-enrolled. Unless, of course, your employer has notified them that they have a different pension scheme going, perhaps a non-contributory one where you wouldn't be showing contributions in your payslip. And so unless you are paying into a pension, then you will be auto-enrolled.
Okay, so come your first payslip at the end of January, what will you see on that payslip and how much less will be in your paper?
Okay, well now the first thing is that the information that they're going to gather is going to be based on November payrolls because of course if they're going to start in January they have to use historical information. So they're going to look at those who are auto-enrolled and the first thing that will happen is that you'll get 1.5% deduction from your pay. And your employer at the same time will be paying another 1.5%. And for the for every €3 that you save as an individual, that's your personal contributions, the government will top it up by €1. And you will be able to track that investment right through your whole lifetime.
Okay. So your pay will be slightly reduced
it for will.
Every 1.5%
indeed.
Less. But you will be able to see on your pay slip that your savings have now begun.
Correct. But it's a bit different from people who are already contributing to a pension scheme because this doesn't operate the same way as ordinary pension schemes do. If you're in a pension scheme at the moment, what's happening is that the contribution you make is deducted before tax is calculated. So you get tax relief at source on the contribution that you make. This one is going to operate on the basis that they will deduct the contribution that you're making after the tax has been taken.
Right.
But then the government's subsidy, if you like, is coming in after that as a substitute for the tax relief that otherwise you might have got.
Okay. My head is beginning to hurt a little bit now,
Paul. Yeah, I can imagine.
I've got a question in here from a listener. Won't every employer consider their mandatory contribution to an individual's pension as another form of pay and take it out of future raises? Isn't it wrong to pretend the employer will be contributing anything?
Well, I have to say that 20-odd years ago when they first did this in Australia, one of the things they did was hold a meeting with the unions and persuade people to pay their, it was 1% in those days, in exchange for a pay increase of 1%. So effectively, people financed it themselves
right.
In Australia. They didn't do that here. And
so this
employers
is hitting
will
employers.
Consider it as another cost.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah. And it is hitting employers, particularly if you're a small business.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the typically you see the people who haven't got pension contributions being taken at the moment, who haven't got pension provision through their employers, are in industries like catering and hospitality and maybe farming, that sort of thing. So there are people who are perhaps not the best paid anyway in the whole world, and now they're going to have this deduction made from their pay, and their employers will see it as an extra cost. And already, as you know, when you're talking about VAT and all that kind of stuff, employers in certain industries are finding costs to be a real problem.
Indeed. And you do hear people complaining about this as an extra added thing on top of the energy bills and all the other bills that are coming in the door and overheads for employers now. What about, you mentioned there that there will be an opt-out option after 6 months.
Yes, there is. That is that after the first 6 months, you will have an option to opt out. And if you do that, you can have those contributions back. But if you don't opt out, the contributions stay in. And even if you were to opt out at a later date, which you can, the contributions that have already been made will be locked in. After the first opt-out chance, after 6 months, then there's no further opt-out with a refund of the contributions to be made.
OK, that's your last chance of,
yes,
of getting your money back. But if the plan is to have everybody, every worker enrolled in some kind of a pension scheme, why is that opt-out option being written in?
I think what's happening is that they're hoping that people won't opt out, that there will be an inertia factor operating there, which I think happens all the time with people who don't like change their gas provider or their electricity provider or whatever. They stay with the one that they have. And I think that they're hoping that most people will not opt out, that they will have got used to the extra little bit being taken off their salary, and that they will be content to stay in it, knowing that there's going to be something there at the end of the day, that there will be a packet of money available to them when they come to retirement age.
OK, what about, this is another question in from a listener. I've got one in, said, can you volunteer to opt out? You've covered that one, Paul. What about employers who are already paying 5% on behalf of employees, but those employees aren't contributing anything for themselves? So, yeah, so their pay slips won't be showing that they're already contributing to
their pension plan. They're showing a non-contributory pension scheme. So that's the scheme that is totally financed by the employer. And those employers will register, and the fact that they are operating a scheme will be taken into account. So their employees will not be compulsorily opted in.
OK, so that was the question from the listener. Will the employees have to give... Oh, yeah, will the employees have to give at least 1.5%?
No, they won't.
No,
they won't. If they're in a pension scheme that passes the test of an orthodox pension scheme, if you like... They won't.
That's important now, though, isn't it? Because there were concerns that employers who didn't want to pay this much into the scheme might set up another pension scheme that wouldn't qualify, wouldn't have the same benefits as this one.
That's correct. And that is a fear that's there. And I think the minister yesterday was saying something like that they're going to legislate so that there will be a minimum required contribution for a scheme to be eligible to be called a pension scheme. But I foresee problems with that, you know, amok and shaw, as they say.
Amok and shaw, why?
Simply because what you're paying now is okay. It might be more than is going into the an auto enrollment scheme at the moment. But in 6-10 years' time, when the member's contribution is 6% and the employer's contribution is 6% and the government is putting in another 2%, there's 14% going into the scheme then. And a scheme that might pass muster now is probably not going to pass muster then.
No.
So that's a problem that I think they're going to have to do a lot of work on between this and the 10-year time when the scheme matures fully.
Indeed. And we should, I suppose, explain that to people, that we're starting off at 1.5% of your pay and matching by the employer. The idea is it gradually increases.
Every 3 years it will increase. So it's going to 3% to 4.5% to 6%. And so there'll be 6% employee, 6% employer and 2% from the government.
OK, regarding another, we have another message or another question in here, Paul. Regarding my future fund pension scheme, can I pay extra contributions over and above the 1.5%?
Not into the scheme itself, but there's nothing to stop you from opening, say, a personal retirement savings account to operate what we would call an ABC, an additional voluntary contribution scheme, for yourself once you're in the auto-enrolment scheme. There's no provision at the moment for the scheme itself to accept voluntary contributions. Now, having listened to what Dara Kaliri was saying, it's quite possible that they will come up with something in the future that will enable people to do that and pay extra. I should also say, by the way, that there's a very strange thing, that if you're not within the cohort, you're not over 23 and you're not earning more than 20,000 a year, you can actually opt in. And I work with the Retirement Planning Council of Ireland, as you know, and one of our people approached our support service recently and asked that question, can I opt in? And the answer was, if your employer is willing to pay the 1.5%, there's no reason why you shouldn't opt in, even if you're not earning the minimum amount of money.
OK, but the key there is if your employer is willing to.
That's
to
right. I think that's the crucial thing, that the employer has to be willing to play ball there.
OK, we will leave that there. I'm sure we will be talking to you about this again, Paul, because so much interest in it and so many questions coming in from listeners. But for now, many thanks for that.
Pleasure.